right, all right, all right. How y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's doing all right. This is your host, Riz, coming to you live. Ooh, it's cold out here tonight, man. It's cold out here tonight. Hopefully y'all are having a blessed day, a blessed evening out there getting your last-minute Christmas shopping on because I know I am pretty much done. That's all I got to say. I am done. Shoot, I'm not, that's one thing about it. Christmas is the season, I mean, Jesus is the season for the reason. So, you know, it's all good when you want to get this gift and this gift and this gift. But ain't nobody going for broke and not paying bills because I want to get a Christmas gift for my kids or for somebody else. If I don't have it, I don't have it. But if I do, I do. So, you know, it's a blessing when you can be able to bless someone else, you know, with a Christmas gift or something like that, just to see their, you know, their joy, their reaction, their excitement. That's what I love when I give away gifts. It's because I love to see, you know, to see how people feel. It's a blessing when you can bring some type of joy to somebody else's heart. So what does Christmas mean to you? That's what I want to know. So dial in 323-642-1559. I want to hear from y'all. Y'all let me know, what do y'all feel about Christmas? What does Christmas mean to you? To me, Christmas is hope. Christmas is hope. I mean, without Christmas, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without Christ, number one. So we all celebrating Christmas, even those that don't even believe in Christ. Celebrate Christmas. Maybe don't. Some do and some don't. Some people just don't celebrate Christmas. So, you know, but at the same time, Mary, Jesus' mother, she had hope that somebody would find her son and raise her son and treat her son like, you know, she had hope for her son. And look what happened. So come on now. He ended up being raised. Oh, man. Gotta have hope, so important. Without hope, you have no life. There is no life without hope. How can you keep on keeping on and keep on moving? What do you have to keep you moving? You got hope. So that's why I said it's so important. That's why I love the name of the show, Hope for All, because I have hope for all. I truly, truly do. Even our president-elect, it's time for us as a nation to unite. We definitely got to get together. Why are we going against the president? I mean, the president-elect. This is who they voted in office. This is what it is. It is what it is. Straight up, it is what it is. So, you know, we might not like it, granted, and we have a right that we can, you know, express ourselves as we see fit, which is, you know, freedom of speech. Not wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. I, you hear me. I'm on here each and every night, same time, 6:30 p.m., chopping it up with y'all. But at the same time, I mean, even the Bible speaks about, you know, when you're supposed to pray for those that have done you wrong. You don't need to hold no grudge. You can be mad, yes, absolutely. You have a right to be mad and upset because you just don't know what's going to happen. But we definitely have to hope for the best. Have to hope for the best and have to pray. Because right now, that's the only thing. A move of God is the only thing that can be done when it comes to him. Not his wife. His wife can't even say nothing. She like a prisoner. Straight up. She's just like a prisoner. She can't say nothing. She's not being seen from. The daughter's going to assume the first lady's role in the white instead of first lady is going to be her family. That's the foolishness we have to look forward to. And like I said, we have a right to express ourselves. At the same time, we have to pray upon this stuff, too. It's so very important to pray upon it because they said when one or more pray together now, prayer for the same thing, that's something powerful. I definitely need to know that. That is something powerful when you're doing that. So, y'all just pray for the president-elect, you know, that God will intercede into his mind, into his heart, you know, and just definitely need a change. So just pray. That's very important that we pray. I can't emphasize it enough. I cannot emphasize it enough at all. But I just hope everybody has a merry Christmas. A blessed little Christmas. And I hope, you know, you get what you... I hope you enjoy everything everyone got you. Because, you know, we have some old ones. You're like, oh, you didn't give me that. Come on now. Because, you know, somebody else might not be able to have that same fortune in order to be able to receive something. So just be thankful, you know. Got to be thankful for everything that God has blessed us with. Everything. So what's been going on in Delaware? Still the same thing. I still was calling people today, still faxing over. I know they're tired of me faxing over, but my whole thing is they need to, you know, respond. They do not want to respond or anything whatsoever. So that's why I say you got to keep pushing. When I say they, I mean Gretchen C. Gilchrist, the Kent County Family Courthouse, Delaware's own corruption. We got a whole lot going on down this thing. Delaware is definitely it's a nice state to live in. You know what I mean? It's a retirement state, for number one. So it's a lot of retirees that live down here. But I recommend it to anyone. So we just one thing about us as a nation, we can do so much together than divided. Why would we want to be thrown back into that they used to be? Not at all. That's why we have to keep pushing forward and not pay attention to all the bullshit that's going on when it comes to the president and president-elect. But I know one thing I would say, that man is so disrespectful. So disrespectful. He's definitely disrespected Mr. President Obama. Why I say that? It's because he overstepped his boundaries. He's not even president yet. And he had the audacity to sit there and to chime in when they talk about what's going on with Israel and other places. Dude, you don't even get security briefings, so why are you even saying anything? What is this based on? Where's your facts? Where's your proof? Anything? How can they just let that ride like that? I'm like, I was flabbergasted. I was like, whoa. Why? Because he's the president? So what? That means he should be the one following the rules, not bending the rules or breaking the rules. Come on now. Is anyone going to uphold the law if everybody's going to ride on his damn coattail? That's what seems like they're going in. Everybody's pretty much having their behinds in line so they don't get, you know, bumped out because of them speaking up. I'm sorry. I'm very straightforward. So I'm going to say what's on my mind. And I know some don't like it. But, I mean, it burns me up when I can't be me. What am I supposed to do about that? Not loud, obnoxious, or it's just, you know, boisterous. Very boisterous. But, yes, Delaware is corrupt. Let's get back to that. With Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Gretchen C. Gilchrist. Well, what can I say about her? That woman. Lord Jesus, but God only knows because with her situation, she was just dead wrong. She was dead wrong to myself and all her other clients. To myself
and all her other clients that she dropped like a bad habit.
And it's not like she paid back any money. Nope, not at all. So, I'm trying to figure out how in the world is she
how can her vote be rescinded? Gretchen C. Gilchrist's vote be rescinded as being new commissioner? And how in the world is Governor Jack Markell going to be the one to still nominate her and confirm her as commissioner? Now, like I stated, he is the one that was he is the one that retaliated against myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other clients. And nobody in his administration, wanted to assist. Nobody. They didn't even want to touch the case. I mean, it's still lingering on. Two major things are still out there in the open, and I haven't heard anything. I mean, I'm calling. I hear nothing. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm calling your bad company. Let's see what's going on from here. What kind of foolishness is that? You want to talk about the V? It's so many things we can talk about. So many. So I'm trying to figure out what in the world. This her becoming a commissioner was definitely a favor for a favor. That's for sure. That ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that one. It was for a favor because she was lieutenant. She was Brad Eby's campaign manager when he was running for governor. See, it's a whole lot that goes with this case. Because Ms. Gilchrist, she's not right. I might need to spend one whole good segment on Ms. Gilchrist and why she's not right for the time allotted. Because this is nonsense. And trust me, sitting up there pretty uncomfortable, like, yeah, I got this in the bag. Well, we're going to see about that. But either way, I'm just frustrated. That's why I said you have to pray before the storm comes. You have to pray before the storm comes because this situation that's going on with my daughter is very frustrating. It's not easy. It ain't. It's very frustrating. So I just gotta keep on keeping on. Definitely got to keep on keeping on. Well. Christmas is almost here, people. And we can come and then it's going to go. Christmas is almost here. Yeah. Trying to figure out what your feedback, what's your take on the Trump presidency and everything that's going on right now, today? I spoke with a friend of mine's mother, and she said she cried. She stopped. She cried when he won the presidency. Now, that is serious. Definitely have to be careful and wary of stuff like that. So, y'all know this, and that's another thing. Please take your time out there when you when you're out and about. Period. Just take your time. Make sure you clutch your pocketbook or whatever it is real tight, and then make sure you do what you got to do and just get it done point blank. You know what I mean? Like I say, I'm just here to motivate, encourage, and empower you. So if I can do a little bit of both on the way, that's perfect. So that's what it's going to be. Either way, I just want everybody to have a blessed. That is my unsuccessful deal. So I'm praying that everyone will enjoy this show. Well, what can I say? Governor Markell. Governor Markell. He is, Governor Markell retaliated against me. I'm trying to tell y'all, this man right here, I have not heard from Governor Markell. Only time was on a Christmas greeting and said the same, but basically a Christmas message said the same thing as, like, that. So, nobody, Governor Markell, Governor Markell, he retaliated against me, against myself and another client of Gretchen C. Gilchrist because of Governor Markell had the evidence, but he did not take the evidence into consideration. Instead, he just continued to, he waved it off pretty much and just still confirmed her, despite all the evidence that is against her, tremendous amounts of evidence against her. So, at the end of the day, when it comes to, you know, the Delaware corruption and Governor Markell and all the ones that have done, you know, wrong against me, I wish no one harm, but at the same time, God does not come into confusing situations. And that's what basically it boils down to, you know. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. And then Christmas. Y'all make sure y'all have a blessed Christmas and a blessed evening. I'm definitely not going to be before you on YouTube. I am going to definitely not going to be on YouTube. I'm going to because I have others in front of you. So, first come, first serve type of basis. But, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. So, I'll see what I can do that way. Well, my good people, it's about that time. I feel the sweet coming on. Yes. So I will definitely talk to you tomorrow, bright and early. And tomorrow's Saturday. Oh, see, I always talk about what I'm about to do the next week. But I'm ready to get on that phone and start calling the English people because I got to find out some type of information when it comes to this lady. And this lady is still friend. And this name is Jack Markell. What about it? That's what I'm saying. So, I'm sorry. Y'all have a blessed Christmas and a blessed holiday. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed evening. And y'all remember, tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m.